Hi, it's Dwyer. Gamblersadvisory.com, DwyerVIP.com, both free sites, right? Today is November the 30th, 2017, months before the fight we're going to discuss. So these are early thoughts. But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, the bet I'm recommending here, and you're not going to get rich on this fight, because of the way it's priced. But the bet I'm recommending here is to take the underdog, and he is the underdog right now, believe it or not, George Groves, at 11 to 10 odds. You can find that at Paddy Power. And you should hedge that, in my opinion, with Chris Eubank to win by KO at 15 to 8 odds. Also, at Paddy Power. They have odds posted. You can check the odds on the fight at oddschecker.com. I imagine in the more than 2 months going forward until the fight, these odds are going to swing. Now, I personally am thinking that this fight is going to end by stoppage. George Groves has KO'd his last two opponents, both of them pretty good ones. Jamie Cox and Fedor Chudinov. Chris Eubank has KO'd 4 of his last 5 opponents. So I'm expecting a stoppage. But the reason for structuring the bet this way is to give myself a chance to win a decision if it goes the distance, especially since I'm getting better than even money odds on George Groves simply to win the fight. Not only that, style-wise, I believe if it goes to a decision, George Groves should win it. Now, let me just say this. Let's focus on styles for a moment. To the hardcore George Groves fans, what I want you to do here online is to find a copy of George Groves' masterpiece victory over James DeGale, right? It's DeGale's only loss as a professional, right? At the time, George Groves is with Adam Booth. Now, let me just say, if you're a hardcore George Groves fan and you look at that film, you're barely going to recognize the George Groves in that fight. In my opinion, that remains his best fight to date. That fight's a masterpiece. George Groves is using his legs. He's a boxer puncher, right? This is a guy who hits, in my opinion, as hard, if not harder, than Carl Froch, right? He can punch. But in that fight, his former corner convinced him not to trade shots with James DeGale, to literally marry his power with movement. That's a movement fight. George Groves in that fight is channeling Muhammad Ali. He's on his back foot for much of the fight. As Adam Booth explained after the fight, he tried to keep Groves away from what he called James DeGale's blender. Now, let me just say, if that George Groves, and he's not, but if that George Groves shows up for this fight, he'll have a decided edge over Chris Eubank. Right? The problem is that George Groves hasn't been seen since. Understand, that George Groves should have beaten Carl Froch twice. But here's where we get into the psychology of boxing. Just understand that George Groves doesn't want to win fights. Rather, he wants to win fights a certain way. We've seen this before. Right? Sugar Ray Leonard against Roberto Duran, the first fight. Right? Ray Leonard thought to himself, look, I hit hard. Look at Ray Leonard's career KO percentage, folks. Right? Ray thought, look, I hit hard. I have the faster hand speed than Roberto Duran. I should be able to stand toe-to-toe with Duran and take him out. That night, Leonard gave up his foot speed. He gave up his movement. He lost his first professional fight. Right now, George Groves, for some reason, doesn't want to be viewed as a runner. He doesn't want to use his legs. He doesn't want to be on his back foot. Let me point out, too, just again, from the gambler's seat here, talking about psychology. That's the difference, quite frankly, between George Groves and, let's say, a fighter like a Tyson Fury. Right? A Tyson Fury has a primary objective, and that's simply to win. So Fury in fights will be different people, right? If you look at a Fury fight, he doesn't fight the same fight every fight. He tailors his style to what his opponent is doing, his opponent's Achilles heel. So Fury is fighting Vladimir Klitschko. He doesn't have a need to prove that he could blow Klitschko out of the pocket. Instead, Fury's on his back foot. He's dancing around. His mental satisfaction is in knowing that he's found a key to open Klitschko's lock. Right? For Fury, it's a chess match. For guys like that, right, their success is really based on their ability to dissect what the opponent's doing and then to find a way to not get hit. They don't even want to look like the tough man in the ring. So you have Ali beating Sonny Liston. And what does Ali say after he wins the heavyweight title for the first time? He says, look at me. I'm as pretty as a girl. Right? In other words, he's outthought big bad Sonny Liston to the point where he's not getting hit. Let me say this too. Floyd Mayweather. You'd be very hard pressed, given Floyd's defensive skills, to find a fighter who was better in the pocket than Floyd Mayweather. Right? You're throwing at Floyd, you can't find his chin, it's behind his shoulder. Right? Floyd in the pocket, you know, is covering his chin with his other hand at times like this, but yet he's able to get off left hooks to the body, overhand rights and stuff like that. But yet when Floyd fought Robert the Ghost Guerrero, Floyd's moving in that fight. Right? He looked at tapes of the Ghost, he studied the Ghost, and he realized that the Ghost just didn't have the foot speed to keep up with him. So Mayweather, who was great in the pocket, decides to spend that fight on his back foot moving around. Right? Now that's not George Groves. George Groves fights Carl Froch the first time, gets off to a fast start, decks Carl Froch. Folks, the fight should have been over. Right, once Carl hits the canvas and George Groves is out the gate early, a fighter with Groves' legs, the legs we saw in the James DeGale fight, we know Groves has those legs because we've seen Groves with those legs. By the way, as I make this video, Groves is still in his 20s. He's 29. Right, a fighter with those legs should have thought to himself, look, I've won the early rounds. I've put Carl Froch on the canvas. Now I'm going to stick and move and stay away from Carl, whose only chance of winning the fight is to land big shots and rough me up. Right? I have the better legs. I'm going to stick and move, and I'm going to dare these judges to tell this public that I haven't just taken this man's title. Right? Now, understand, that's what a Tyson Fury would have done. That's what a Floyd Mayweather would have done. Right? Those guys were about winning, period. But in boxing, you have that other group, don't you? They need to prove to you that they're not just the winner, but that they're the tough man in the ring. So think about it. Ray Leonard fighting Roberto Duran, knowing the entire time he had better legs than Duran, knowing that the fight's close in the later rounds, is hovering around the pocket against a master in the pocket. Right? As I said, he loses the fight. George Groves is hovering around the pocket against Carl Froch. Are you crazy? Well, it gets worse. After Groves loses the first fight, early referee stoppage, there's later a rematch. Now, one would think that by then, Groves would learn his lesson, right? Ray Leonard learned his lesson in the rematch. Ray Leonard's on his toes, isn't he? He knows there's one place in the ring he doesn't want to be, and that's right in the pocket in front of Duran. So he's moving around the ring. You notice the legs that Leonard ignored the first fight. But that's not this fighter. That's not George Groves. So where is George Groves in the rematch against Carl Froch? And let's be clear here on the advantages Groves had in that fight. Punches at least as hard as Carl Froch, in my opinion. Better legs than Carl Froch. When, you know, if Groves ever decides to use them. Right? He's younger than Carl Froch. The two men know he's competitive with Carl Froch. Faster foot speed, faster hand speed, equal power. So what does Groves do? Does he dance around the ring like Ray Leonard in the rematch against Duran? No. No. George Groves needed to win the fight from the pocket in his mind. He needed to beat Carl Froch at Carl Froch's own game. Right? Well, all I can say is when Carl Froch started throwing haymakers, you know how that fight ended. George Groves unconscious. Where is he KO'd? George Groves is up against the ropes, folks. How could you be fighting Carl Froch and think that being up against the ropes is the place to be in the ring? Didn't we learn from the Butte fight that that's not the place to be against Carl Froch? Folks, that's where George Groves was. So to me, George Groves is a guy who God has given certain gifts. You see it in the DeGale film. Right? Any fighter who can make a film like that should be better than George Groves is right now. Right? George Groves fights Badu Jack. What does Badu Jack do well? He punches hard. Right? That's what he does well. Let me say this. Badu Jack's not known for fast foot speed. What's George Groves doing slugging it out with Badu Jack the entire fight? Right? Even James DeGale, when he fought Badu Jack, is moving around the ring. Right? He understands movement's his friend. Folks, movement should be a weapon in your arsenal. Why is George Groves so close to Badu Jack that Badu Jack's even landing body shots? So let me say this. I believe that George Groves against Chris Eubank is going to feel that he needs to stop Eubank. Right? He's not going to fight like he did against James DeGale. Let me point out, too, that it's one of the tragedies in boxing, because you and I know, had he worked on that fight style, had he built on it, had he realized that movement made him a better fighter, that being up on his toes made him a better fighter, that he has been physically blessed with capabilities most boxers don't have, and had he continued to work on head movement and foot movement, who knows where George Groves would be today. Instead, George Groves, and this is boxing, divorces happen. George Groves fires Adam Booth. Whatever happened. Maybe Booth fired George Groves. It's sad. Right? It's sad because you had a trainer-boxer combination that literally had them beating James DeGale. Then George Groves has decided he's going to go flat-footed. Now, he does have prodigious power. Right? He does have hand speed. But in my opinion, he's left part of his game on the table by moving away from his foot movement. Right? So now he's fighting a guy who impressed me quite a bit in his last fight. The Eubank-Avni Yildirim fight was interesting because Eubank decides, hey, I'm going to enter the gunfight right here. Right? Eubank is willing to trade shots with Yildirim, who goes into the fight unbeaten. Right? And Eubank was calm. He knew Yildirim's big punches. He knew how to avoid them and still return fire. Right? Eubank is a guy who welcomes a shootout. Right? This is a Doc Holliday type character. So, here's what I think's going to happen. I think Eubank is going to try to lure George Groves into a shootout. And rather than channel Ali against Liston or Leonard in the rematch against Duran, George Groves is going to be like Leonard in the first Duran fight. He's going to be standing there and trading because he doesn't want to win the fight on his back foot. That's just not his mental makeup. Right? It's not about winning. It's about winning by being the tough man in the ring. I'm expecting someone to go down here. Too much is at stake. I don't see an Adam Booth in George Groves' corner. Groves is not going to make the compromises, the sacrifices that he did early in his career. Eubank is going to start the shootout. Groves is going to try to end the shootout. In other words, Groves is going to fire back. This is going to be spirited. I don't see it going the distance. So the bet I'm recommending here is the underdog. George Groves to win because you're getting better than even money odds, right? And because Groves simply to win has you winning whether Groves does it by KO or whether he gets a decision, right? And I'm going to hedge the play with Eubank by KO. Why? Because I believe Eubank understands that he doesn't want to be chasing George Groves like he was chasing Billy Joe Saunders in losing the first half of that fight. He knows that if he stares at Groves long enough, if he stirs Groves up enough in the pre-fight hype, if Groves is reading the papers and he sees that the odds makers have made him the underdog, like he was against Carl Froch, and that his opponent is getting a lot of buzz from the British press, rather than come in this fight like a Tyson Fury would, disciplined, and say, look, I've looked at the film. Eubank can't hang with me if I make this a movement fight. I believe Groves instead is going to enter the ring and say, look, I can beat this guy in the trenches. And I believe somebody is going to go down because these two guys both hit too hard, right? Also, I don't believe Eubank can use the strategy he used against Arthur Abraham, who, you know, is a potted plant in the ring, right? Can barely move, simply because Groves does have the capability to move quickly when he wants to, right? So, I like George Groves at 11-10 to win the fight, hedged with Eubank by KO. right? I personally feel someone in this fight is going to get knocked out, but if the casino is giving me better than even money on Groves simply to win the fight, I'm going to take that for the Groves part of the betting portfolio. I like Groves to win 11-10, hedged with Eubank by KO 15-8, available right now at Paddy Power. I imagine it's just a matter of time before other casinos post odds on this fight that's supposed to happen in February of next year. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.